This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And, of course, she is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Good. All right, Mary Kay, let's all take kind of a deep breath here and figure out what the Browns did last weekend. So, what did the Browns do?
Well, they got what they believe is their franchise quarterback, their quarterback of the future. And from talking to all these guys and hearing these guys in other interviews over the last few days, I think they really, truly believe that they have an elite quarterback on their hands in the mold of a Brett Favre or someone like that. So I think that they're extremely, extremely excited about him. And they really don't seem to have any qualms about the height or anything else.
They believe that. Do you believe that?
Well, I still have my concerns about a few things. I mean, I haven't seen many six-foot quarterbacks succeed in the NFL. So I think that, you know, he really has to go out and prove that he can do it. Because, yes, there are outliers, but those outliers are generally extraordinary in other ways. They either have great physical skills, which, you know, Baker really doesn't have that off-the-charts athletic ability, or they're very, very cerebral, like a Drew Brees. Now, they describe Baker Mayfield to be more in that category, where he just processes very, very quickly and does everything very fast. And I even heard John Dorsey say on your air today that he plays more like he's 6'3 because he gets back so fast. But I think we still have to see. I think it's going to take a while, and I do think that they will do everything in their power to let him learn behind Tyrod Taylor for a while.
Mary Kay, I want to get back to that in a second, but I thought you did an interesting thing in contacting other teams and saying, where'd you have Baker Mayfield? And many of them had them as their number one quarterback on the board. How did that all turn out?
Well, I wouldn't say many. I've talked to 12 or 13 teams, and I'm mostly talking to coaches or personnel people from those teams. And so some of the answers are still coming in, but I thought it was important to get out there yesterday that I had at least spoken to, you know, officials, decision makers, evaluators from four teams for sure that had him at the top of their board. And then I have indications that at least two others did. So we're looking at about a half a dozen teams out of 32 that had Baker at the top of their board. Again, information is still kind of trickling in on that. I saw somewhere today that Baker's agent, Jack Mills, mentioned that the Patriots may have surprised people by going up to number two and grabbing him if he were still there. So I don't know the answer on that one yet, and there are a few others that I'm waiting to hear back from. But I think it's significant that at least – that I know for sure, because I've heard it right out of the, you know, team decision makers' mouths, that four teams had him QB1.
Okay, so again, let's go through this. New England, we think it was New England was one of them, right?
Well, I'm not naming names. I mean,
oh, okay.
the way that I'm getting information from the people that I have talked to is, it's basically an off-the-record situation.
Gotcha.
Talking to longtime sources and saying, you know, give this information up to me so I can use it on the record.
No, I got
you. The only way you can get that type of stuff is if you, you know, make sure that you protect them.
Sure.
And I'm sure that in some cases it will come out. Some people probably will not have qualms about saying, yes, we had Baker number one on our board.
Yeah, I mean, like New England's one of those teams. I mean, how does that hurt New England? If they say, I mean, they're a team that's drafting late in the draft, but that was one of the stories that we had heard. What we heard that yesterday, Jeff, that New England was one of the teams looking at him.
Well, they apparently brought him in and everything else late. So
yeah, I mean,
it's all interesting. Mary Kay, did you get the sense that folks thought that he reached? And I don't mean the folks that you necessarily contacted, but just everybody you've talked to around the NBA, or excuse me, the NFL. Was he the guy that was the in or was it was he a reach? What do you think?
It depends on who you talk to. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was actually quite surprised at some of the people that I talked to that had him number one, and most of the offensive coaches that I talked to love him. I mean, they absolutely love him. They describe him in the same way that the Browns do, just in terms of processing speed, leadership ability, strong arm, accuracy, all of those things. Lots of people loved him. Now, having said that, that doesn't necessarily mean they would have taken him number one overall, but some probably would have if you're looking for a quarterback. So I think what I found in my little investigation so far is that more teams liked him there than we may have thought.
Mary Kay, what do you think the biggest smoke screens were?
Oh, well, I think the Browns did a great job. They did a fantastic job of keeping this under wraps. And John Dorsey, you know, he's a pro's pro. He's a veteran. He knew, and we all knew, that he had something up his sleeve. When things start to become too obvious, you know, when you start to say things like, what's important to you, and he says hand size, I mean, I don't think anybody really at that time, I mean, if anybody really thought that he was accidentally telling us that he was taking Josh Allen, you know, then you just really don't know John Dorsey or how this game works. You would never do that. You would never let that slip. So I was very suspicious at that point, very suspicious about what he was doing at that point. And I heard rumblings along the way that they really did like Baker and that they were serious about it. But because I knew the Jets really liked him at number three, that's what I thought could be the smoke screen. But then as we moved through the week, I started to hear I knew that it was kind of down to, or at least I'd been told by some people in the league, that it was down to Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. And then probably the night before the draft or so, started to really, really get the feeling that it was Baker.
It's interesting, Mary Kay, because we all know Hugh Jackson's qualifications for quarterbacks, and we know some of the things John Dorsey said, but they took the small guy with the small hands who's not necessarily fast. So he better be really good at the mental aspect of the game. He has a terrific arm. I think, second highest velocity on the ball at the combine behind Josh Allen. So I'm real curious to see how it all plays out. You said sit behind Tyrod Taylor. Isn't he the most ready quarterback coming out, either Baker or Josh Rosen, to play this year?
No. He might be the most ready of the guys that are coming out, but he's not the most ready on the Browns roster, and I think they really will exercise that patience. Okay. Think about this. Baker Mayfield took 7 snaps under center out of 1,047 snaps last year. You can't get away with that in the NFL. I'm sure that they will play at least 20% of the snaps under center when he's in the game. Todd Haley has been traditionally with the Steelers, or at least he was last year, 30% under center. So they're not going to throw Baker Mayfield out there until he can demonstrate that he can do that. And there's a lot of other things that he's going to figure out that he has to do, because if you go watch a bunch of tape on Baker Mayfield, you will see that he is standing back in a pretty clean pocket out of the shotgun, and I don't think that he has been pressured anywhere near the way he's going to be pressured in the NFL. So they have to work really hard with him on IDing and recognition and defensive coverages and all the things that he's going to see in the NFL that he hasn't really had to see yet.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the plaindealercleveland.com. When they were chatting about Denzel Ward, and I'm sure that no reason to think Denzel won't have a fine career as a corner in the NFL, but when the talk came out, we have a video of 28 plays where Myles Garrett was this close to a quarterback, and if he'd have got a little extra coverage, he'd have got there. I thought, all right, well, what came first, the pass rush making defensive backs better or defensive backs making the pass rush better? Do you like the pass rush idea, or do you like the corner? In other words, Bradley Chubb or Denzel Ward?
Well, I think what you just mentioned before about Myles Garrett, that all goes hand in hand, so we'll have to see how that works out. But I actually, at the time, preferred the pass rusher. I don't know. There's just something in my mind about somebody that can just come blasting in off the edge and sack the quarterback. And I thought it would make Miles better. But I think the thinking now is that they feel that Emmanuel Agba can be their Bradley Chubb. I guess that's what one of the things that Greg Williams has said. So if they feel that way about it and they believe that they need that shutdown corner and this was the only way to get it, then I do see the wisdom. But I think that this is one of the things to watch as we go through the next 3 or 4 years.
I agree with you on that.
I think the Ward pick is interesting.
And it's nothing against him, right?
Yeah, it's not against Ward, but it's almost like after hearing them sell it, I can buy into it a lot more than I did watching Chubb end up getting drafted after. Because I tell you, when I watched Chubb walk down the hallway and go, oh, man, Denver. And Denver was probably shocked that he was there. But the more the Browns sell it, the more I'm willing to listen and watch rather than think, oh, maybe that was the reach. Because I don't think so. I mean, most people had Ward in the top 10 anyway, right?
Yes. You know what? Well, and that's the thing. Yeah. If you have both guys ranked equally and you feel that this is going to make or break your defense, then you have to do what you feel is right for you. So, once again, it's never an exact science, and you never really know how it's going to turn out for the next 3 or 4 years. But I think this is one where, you know, we will look at it and, you know, Bradley Chubb will be paired with Von Miller. And I think sometimes when you get two really good pass rushers like that together, there's just that synergy and you can't double both of them all the time. You know, sometimes you end up with two double-digit sack guys. We've seen that on plenty of teams. And I don't know. I just felt like if I had that opportunity to take the best pass rusher in the draft, that's what I would have done. But like you said, Andy, I see the wisdom in what they're doing because you're not going to play good defense if you can't shut down the opposing pass offense.
All right, Mary Kay, let me throw this at you. Last question. Antonio Callaway and Simeon Thomas, fourth round and sixth round picks. There's character questions about both of those guys. Were you shocked? And more in particular, what did you think of the Callaway pick?
Well, not shocked because seeing that John Dorsey is willing to take a risk on guys like this because of what he did with Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. So not really shocked, but you have to take, you know, if you're going to do this, you are rolling the dice and you have to do your due diligence. You have to know what you're getting yourself into, and then you have to manage it and monitor it. And that's what I think they're prepared to try to do. They're going to try to bring him into the fold, you know, mentor him, help him, and see what they can't get out of him. But you know, sometimes you find out that it's not worth it, that the guys like that, you spend so much time on them that it's almost counterproductive. They don't feel that way about this guy heading in, but we will never really know until we see this play out.
Outstanding. Mary Kay, thank you. Great work over the last week. We've been reading you every day, and, of course, we will continue to read you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.